Hello and welcome to the iDiscover interview series with Gal Stiglitz, the founder, the CEO and the chief of philosophy at iDiscover 360. iDiscover's mission is to enable people to live more fulfilled, purposeful and inspiring lives. They do this through designing and delivering cutting-edge personal development solutions for individuals, for teams and for businesses, to help them make the most of their human potential. There's many hours of content and training within the business available. These calls are all about a taster of some of the most popular questions that come around again and again. Today's question is how to manage a career change or a career transition. Gal, over to you.
Thank you, Nick, for the question. So I can speak from first hand, from the way I did it and the way I recommend to do it. So basically there are three steps to this process. The first one is clarity. The second one is being a star. And the third one is, I call it, stepping up. So the first part about clarity is that you really need to, you know, to start this process, you really need to first identify where you're heading. What is your aspiration? For me, you know, I was in where I was. I was in the tech industry, and I was in the part of the business that is dealing with the post sales, with the managing of the implementation of the product and the relationship with the clients. And I was accountable for our post sales in West Europe for our business, and that was my career at the time. And the first thing that I did, and that took a while back then, to become really really clear what is my aspiration. So for me, the conclusion was, and the conclusion also was like constantly unfolding, but it was, you know, starting to be clear that my direction is personal development education or human development education. And that was starting to be clear that this is my aspiration. My aspiration is to help people live more meaningful, purposeful, fulfilling life. So that's the first step. You have to have clarity. Then I started to have more clarity about what shape it will take, more or less, but starting there, that's the first step. The second step is being a star where you are. You see a lot of people that are going into this process of career transition, it's very common. But what happened? They're starting to fade away, or starting to really ghost-like in their current jobs, because themselves, okay, so what actually I don't need to, I already know that I'm not going to stay for long, so I can just take things easy and relax and focus on other things, and what do I care about what's going on here? And I did a little bit, I had this kind of approach a little bit, but then I noticed very quickly that it's not serving me. And actually, the best way you can be in a transition is actually starring in your current job. Be as much, overperform. Overperform in your current job. Why? Because by overperforming in your current job, you are creating good relationships. You are becoming, becoming very, opportunity, like opportunity magnet for people and for things that will come at you. And you're just creating a mindset of being very present and being more likely to get good opportunities. So what I recommend as part of this transition is to whatever you're doing now, just do it, just do it better. Overperform. Because it will enable you also when you will leave in good terms. You never know. Some of the people you're working with now can be your future clients. some of the people you work with now can be, maybe know your future clients. So whatever you do now also for sure have some kind of a relationship and connection to a skill that you will need in the future. So, you know, for me, like being and maintaining good relationship with my clients at the time meant that I'm practicing building relationship with clients that, you know, was very relevant for me in the future. So it's not like that what you do today is becoming irrelevant. In the contrary, whatever you do today will be accumulating to a very powerful toolkit in the future. And the third part, so that's the second step. The third step is it's starting to, as you are working still in this kind of job, start and build your future business. Start and, you know, take the training you need to take. Start and build the foundations that you can build. Because you are very fortunate. You are now being paid by a job to do something and to be also train yourself for the next step in your career. So it's wise to take full advantage on that and to prepare and build the foundations. And when the foundations are strong enough, then that's where you will know when it's the time for you to jump and to say goodbye and to give notice and to say goodbye to your current position, current job, and to move on from a place of celebration, from a place of, you know, inspiration.
Goodwill, strength, and everything else.
Exactly. And then the people that you're leaving, the job that you're leaving, will appreciate you, and they will wish you well, and they will be actually be even interested to help you to build your new business. Because you didn't burn the bridge, you actually nurtured it.
Strengthened the bridge.
Yep, exactly.
It's very interesting, Gal. And these are just tasters of what you do at iDiscover. And for more information, for anyone listening, the best place to go to is the website, iDiscover360.com. But actually, you're offering a free personalized coaching call, which is just accessible. People can book it in via the website. But for those listening in, and thinking, that sounds interesting. Tell me more. What do I get in that 30-minute call? This is one of your trained coaches. What do people get on that phone call?
Clarity. Clarity is a really important, asset. So I think like a 20 to 30 minutes call with one of our coaches, leaders, will just give you clarity about where you are standing, what are your options, what can be available to you. And I think that's worth the time.
Yeah, it can actually save time by not wasting more time by not having that clarity. So if you're listening and you're interested in the discovery call, just go to the website, idiscover360.com, and you can book in a time that suits you there with one of our coaches. Thanks very much for your time today, Gal.
Thank you, Nick.